Blog Talk Radio.
My mama once said, take your time, young man. I heard my mama say, don't you rush to get old. My mama once said, live your life.
It's your boy Lo Diggs, man. Shot-town's best.
Compton's finest, hook it up with Shoutown.
Yeah,
back to the westbound. You know,
mama said not to play with them bad boys. Mama said not to hang with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like fun play. Especially gangsters who love money. Mama said not to hang with them bad boys. And mama said not to play with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like fun play. Especially gangsters who love money. Big time is what I said to my mama. Before I left my hometown Chicago, when alone is what my cousin said to me. Right before we hit the traffic, push the G. Now we push the way in, we push the way in Georgia, push the way in, now we push the way in Florida. Work my way through the whole East Coast and back round to Chi-town. Mama said not to play with them bad boys. Mama said not to hang with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like fun play. Especially gangsters who love money. Mama said not to hang with them bad boys. Mama said not to play with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like fun play. Especially gangsters who love money. Mother Haitian, father is Dominican. So I get someone in a million. Push weight with a drive like amphibian. Money gets me high like adrenaline. So they hustle, you hustle, we hustle, flex, hustle, my soul. So when they can go pop, these people stop. And everybody look around,
screaming, mama.
Mama said not to play with them bad boys. Mama said not to hang with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like family. Especially gangsters who love money. Mama said not to play with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like fun play. Especially gangsters who love money.
Always had dreams of M16s, colors of screens, of buckiness, knees and shit. Tahoe's and 24's, jet skis and shit. Who else gon' feed my motherfucking seeds and shit? Mom said, make me proud, make something love yourself. Don't let the cracker trap your ass, put you back up on the shelf. I'm trying to see dough, fuck my P.O. and the D.A. I got a few gallons, yo, I'm headed up to D.A. And I ain't talking Aquafina. I dip you a stick, you moonwalk like Michael Jackson and beat it. Then they gave me back the freedom, they done set my ass free. I'm on some backhand up a bitch like Sugar Free. When I'm breezing through the streets, I keep a gun on with Compton Boulevard. If there's problems, yo, I promise it's gon' bark. Champagne wishes, caviar dreams, hand grenades and man stitches, just handed down to your kings.
Mama said not to play with them bad boys. Mama said not to hang with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like fun play. Especially gangsters who love money. Mama said not to hang with them bad boys. And mama said not to play with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like fun play. Especially gangsters who love money. Mama said not to play with them bad boys. Mama said not to hang with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like fun play. Especially gangsters who love money. Mama said not to hang with them bad boys. And mama said not to play with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like fun play. Especially gangsters who love money. Mama said not to play with them bad boys. Mama said not to hang with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like fun play. Especially gangsters who love money. Mama said not to hang with them bad boys. And mama said not to play with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like fun play. Especially gangsters who love money.
Yes, indeed. Welcome to the show. You know, it's a world movement thing. That's my man, Lo Diggs, coming to you courtesy of World Movement Records. know, can a player play in the house? Your boy Pretty Tony coming through here celebrating our blackness today. Now, I mean, you know, it's Black History Month. I know a lot of people out there are completely overlooking that fact, but I'm here to be the Pied Piper representing for my people. You know what I mean? We don't get enough credit as it is, so we'll take whatever is given so that we can make something of it. I want to read a quick quote from Brother Marcus Garvey, one of the most profound black men of all time. Yes, he had his flaws, but he encouraged us to be better as a people, to be better as a race. Brother Marcus said, "There can be no peace among men and nations so long as the strong continue to oppress the weak, so long as injustice is done to other peoples, just so long we have cause for war and make a lasting peace an impossibility. Hungry men have no respect for law, authority, or human life." Words of Brother Marcus. A lot of times we don't take the time to acknowledge our past, so we don't understand what the future requires and the sacrifice that the future requires of us. But I'm going to stop right here, and I'm going to let my esteemed colleague, K. Diddy Esquire, in the building. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you, and welcome to everybody else for joining us again today on Kind of Player Play.
And, of course, you know, we're joined by the lovely Lady Joy. Lady Joy?
I'm here.
Yay!
Yes, indeed. Today's show is called My People, My Family, My History. We're continuing the Black History Month discussion about this journey and the struggles that we've all been through, and to acknowledge the sacrifices of those of yesterday and yesteryear. A lot of times, because life is a little bit easier for us, we tend to overlook the struggle that got us here, the things that a lot of people had to sacrifice to bring us to this point. A lot of people lost their lives. A lot of people lost their freedom for us to have the limited freedoms that we do have. But it's like it's become a faded memory. It's that instant gratification nation. What have you done for me lately? I, too, was once guilty of that. But I want to make sure that I take the time today to ensure that we acknowledge the sacrifices of yesteryear so that we no longer are a rootless people, but we are a people with roots who understand what it takes, the sacrifice, the commitment, and the work that it takes for us to move forward as a people. And I think we're about to be joined by somebody else. Hold on. Let me let him in the room here for a moment. 111, you're on live with us. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Tony. Hello, Diddy. Hello, Joy. This is Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Joe.
Yeah.
My man from Montana.
Yeah.
Who, my brother?
You know what? Let me ask K. Diddy, because I know he's old enough to remember. I don't know your age, Tony, or Joyce, but do you think black people are better off today than they were, let's say, in the 50s or the pre-Civil Rights Movement?
I would have to say it's basically the same. I just think it's the same. You know what I mean? I think it's all relative to the time, if that makes sense what I'm saying. The people are making more money, but the prices are higher on everything, so it's still relative. You know what I mean? That's my take on it, you know.
Well, the way I see it as an amateur historian, blacks got the right to vote, or at least it was firmly stamped in the Constitution, so that everybody recognized that. But do you think that blacks are better off economically or politically or even educationally?
Let me ask you this question, because to me the game is only fair when it's fair, but I still don't think right today we can control the vote. Even though we have a vote, We can't monitor the counting of the vote. We don't even know if the votes are accurate, and there's no way that we could honestly tell that, even though they say that there's people in place for that.
Mm.
But we still relying on information given to us by others. So to say that we're better, I don't know. I still see it as the same. You know, we still can't make changes. You know, we're still limited. We still can't go to certain places. We still can't own certain businesses. I mean, people never say it, but there's still businesses right today in the entertainment industry that we still cannot own, regardless of the money.
Mm. Okay. All right. I didn't know that.
Mm. Hey, why do you think
okay,
people...
And I want to jump on top of that also by saying this, that it has grown to become much more than an issue of color now. It has become an issue of, is there a word, such a word as classism? You know what I mean? Whatever the word that defines the elites and the non-elites, the haves and the have-nots, that's what
It's always been that, Tony, from the field worker till the workers that worked in the house.
And, you know, and a lot of times when we talk about slavery, I also like to acknowledge, because a lot of times we don't talk about it, that there were other races that were also enslaved. Did we bear the brunt of it? Yes. But a lot of times, and a lot of, you know, even when the Irish came to America, they were not regarded as equals. They were regarded as slaves.
What about the Asians, brother?
And the Asians. A lot of times people don't talk about the Asians. You understand what I'm saying? So, like, it comes right back down to it again. Are we all truly free? And even when K. Diddy was using terminology of, you know what I mean, we can't make changes. We is included in if you is a have-not, and you are a have, if you're part of the elite, which still run this society. And slavery has just taken on a new face and a new shape. We're slaves to credit now. We're slaves to our job. Hamsters on the wheel. When you jump on the wheel, you keep running till your damn heart give out, and they send you doggone family a $225 or $55 check, whatever it is they send you. What the hell, man?
They just don't put the brand on your butt no more. They put it in the form of a driver's license and a Social Security number.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Absolutely.
And they put the food stamps on a card trying to make you feel better about yourself.
And those things follow you throughout your natural life. That one number follows you through your whole life. So, no, they don't have to put it on your ass no more, but it's still on your ass.
But then everybody's got that. Everybody's got the Social Security number.
Yeah, that's true. But they have different effects and impacts on certain people.
I agree that the slavery to credit, because everybody, you know, a lot of people are, well, not most people are in debt. But the Social Security comparison, I mean the welfare comparison, I know a lot. I'm not a government person, all right? I hate the government. But nobody is telling people to get on welfare and stay there.
A lot of people need that help. I want to present the argument to that, Joe. Especially in the minority communities, they have made an effort to ensure that the power of the father is reduced. You don't need him. You jump on this program, we'll take care of all that, and that has had a significant effect on a vast part of the generation growing up without fathers bearing the brunt of what they should bear. And we're not going to put it all on the system. We're not going to all put it all on society, because a person has to choose to go and get this. You know what I mean? Because it's still a choice.
That's what I'm getting at.
Understand too, Tony. It might not be a choice for a lot of people, especially single mothers. Okay.
Or you have to choose. The choice is: should I go sign the paperwork or not? I'm not saying if it's right or wrong. Because if you need it, go get it. Ain't
right.
No problem with that. If you need it, go get it. So it's still a choice. You know what I mean? If you need it, go get it. But we have to also acknowledge that it's created generational. Grandmother was on it, mother was on it, the daughter on it, Now the granddaughter on it, too.
And somebody's making license plates for it.
Okay,
but that's different. I mean, the prison industrial complex, a lot of people will go to jail for crimes that they haven't committed or for crimes that they'll get a sentence for that they shouldn't get a sentence for. But the welfare thing, all right, the fact that people attempted to go on it, I don't like the welfare system because it's taking taxpayers' money, okay? It's robbing Peter to pay Paul. But those people who go on it willingly and stay on it willingly, as opposed to, you know, getting a $3 an hour job and working two jobs and working your butt off to support a family that you shouldn't have had in the first place because you couldn't afford them.
You can't say that for everybody. Okay, yeah, there is a lot of people that will kick back. That's like unemployment, okay?
Yeah.
And you know, well, I can get this money. You know, I don't have to work. Okay, eventually it will run out. And as far as, like, getting food stamps, you know, and all that, you know, you can't say that for everybody because there are people out there that don't want to do that. They don't have a choice, and so until they can step up, you know, get a step up or a hand out to pull them up from out of there, they don't want to do that. You know, there's some that just don't have a choice until they can get a break and do better.
No, they do have a choice.
You know,
I'm with Tony on this because I think that if you have it, I mean, if you need it, go get it. But I don't think you should be on it for years.
Oh, no, I'm not saying that either.
Oh, okay.
But what I'm saying is there are people out there,
mm-hmm.
you know, that choose to do better, but
mm-hmm.
they don't have a choice until that opportunity comes to them for them to be able to change that. So you can't say everybody that's on it. Yeah, we got some lazy MFs out there that's like, okay, I'm going to just kick back and just let the government pay me. Okay, the government is not paying you. The taxpayers is paying your lazy ass. Okay, but then you got other people out there that have had jobs, that have families that they want to support, that don't have a choice until something changes for them.
Oh yeah, but you and I are on the same side because, like Tony said, and I don't know what Kay Diddy's opinion is, but my opinion is if the low hanging fruit is there and you
mm-hmm.
need it, and it's there regardless whether it's taxpayer dollars or not, go get it.
Right.
Because even if you don't go get it, it's still going to be this. You might as well get it.
Mm-hmm.
But don't be on it for, you know, six months or a year.
Exactly. Exactly. For however long
I want to go even one further than that. Because even if you're on it for 6 months or a year, you know, let me put this out there. We're not judging anybody. Where I personally have an issue with it is where I see it generationally.
Mm-hmm.
That's personally
where
I have an issue with it. Because you might be going through some rough times for 6 months or a year. Things happen. Things happen. Let's be realistic.
Yeah.
But when the grandma is on it, the daughter is on it,
let me ask you
mama is on it, and the granddaughter is on it, and let me be equal, you know, I'm going to say we're equal opportunity, grandfather, grandson, yada, yada, y'all get the drift. We're not just knocking ladies. That's where I have an issue with it because then it becomes a way of life. Then it becomes what you
let
know.
Me ask you,
you
let me ask you a question, Tony.
Anything further.
Let me ask you a question because I don't even know where to sign up. But I want to ask this. Do you feel or do our guests feel that this could come from a sense of entitlement?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel
aspects,
that some of them might feel that, you know.
Yes, in some aspects I would say yes, but it's, you know, we don't want to just put a blanket response on that.
No, I'm just saying because I could see, like, maybe the older people, like the great-great-grands and somebody else, felt like they were entitled to this money for contributions that they were not acknowledged for, and that transcended over the generations.
Yeah, but the generationally, if your mother and father are on it and they're doing, I don't know. I don't know if you can even say they're doing okay. But if they're doing it, they're teaching their kids, hey, it's okay for you to get on it. I was on it. So I think it is a sense of entitlement.
Mm-hmm.
But there's one thing that I want to make clear is that a lot of people, a lot of liberals want to help a lot of people. And that's a good, compassionate thing. But most Americans think that the money that the government spends comes from a never-ending trough, that the money there is a surplus. It's not a surplus. It comes from taxpayers. That's what I don't like, because people think, oh, my God, I can get a free grant to go to school, or I can get a free grant to start a business. That's not free. Somebody's paying for it. My tax dollars are paying for people in Idaho. Idaho people are paying for what's happening here in Montana. But people don't realize that. And that's because that's why we're paying 40 to 50% of our taxes back to the government. And then when you do the research about the government, there should be no need for taxes, especially income taxes whatsoever. Because the government can print up its own money to fund itself without grabbing our own money.
Well, that's why I'm in the great state of Nevada, where we don't have that.
You don't have taxes,
yeah. Income tax. You know what I mean? But anyway,
yeah, but
that's what we're talking about. And all this, if you're wondering how this all ties into our initial discussion, it all does. It is all relative.
Mm-hmm.
Because somebody paid for these things, as Joe just so eloquently put it.
Thank you.
Some people take it as a sense of entitlement. Some people use it as a case of in case of emergency. That's what it's there for. But as with anything else, if you have a certain power, that don't mean you should abuse it. You take use of it when you need it, and you let it go when you don't.
Yeah,
right.
Because I personally don't want my child just growing up feeling like, oh, well, I've seen the damage that, you know, the welfare state of mind can do. You know what I mean? And at the same time, I don't agree with the sex, you know, the sex of the population that just figures we should throw everybody onto the bus. Oh, well.
So you don't feel like, since you were brought here as a, your people were brought here as a slave, so the government owes you?
No. There are plenty of things I think the government may owe me, but welfare is not one of them. You understand? The government owes me a peaceful damn country. The government owes me the opportunities to make something of myself, because that's why we put you in place to govern. The government should be of the people, by the people. But it does not give you the right to dictate in all aspects of my life. But there are areas of, you know, we can say we don't like the government, yada, yada, but, you know, truth be told, it would be anarchy and chaos around if we did not have government. Because everybody would be making up the rules as they go along, not saying the government ain't doing it.
But
well,
that makes for a good show.
In place.
I hope you have a show like that, because I'm a libertarian anarcho-capitalist, and I can explain my feelings about how if we didn't have the government that we have today, or even the Constitution, how we would be better off.
Oh, you think we'd be better off if each state was its own country?
I think we'd be better off if we didn't have the states acting as mini-governments. I think individual people can make their own life, can make their own contracts, can make their own laws. The government we have now, regardless of whether it's the state or the federal government, they don't represent us. The laws they pass are not consented to by me. I didn't sign off on it. I didn't sign anything that said, okay, you can make a law, it affects me, I agree to it. Oh, you made a law, I don't agree to it, then I'm not abiding by it. That's not the government to me. The government that we have now, they make laws depending upon what they want, and we have to follow them or go to jail. That's not, to me, a representative government.
It sounds like a dictatorship to me.
That's what it is.
Oh, we getting deep up in here, ladies and gentlemen. We are getting deep up in here. Wow. But you know what? I don't know. Joe, I might have to take you up on that offer.
I hope so, because I'd like to come on and talk about that.
So we can delve into the aspects of government, who it is for and who it is against. I can assure you that whatever your race, we can have pros and cons for the conversation, and we can always talk about whose suffering was longer than whose. But, you know, at the end of the day, we are still all affected by the history of this country We're affected by the rules made in this country because we all reside here.
That's the whole
now, the
thing,
question,
though. You see, we look, people are saying, I go by the Declaration of Independence. I'm a free person, okay? Now, the only thing I don't agree with the Declaration of Independence is that my natural rights were given to me by the so-called creator, all right? I'm an agnostic. My natural rights were not given to me by anybody. I was born a free person. I have to follow rules if I'm born on somebody's land. But since Congress does not own the land, does not own the United States, they don't own me. They can't tell me what to do. I have to follow what they tell me because I'll end up in jail. But morally speaking, they don't have any right to tell me what to do, regardless of the Constitution. That is something that we have been taught.
Are you saying that you think the land would be better governed if the Constitution did not exist, my brother?
That's right. If the Constitution did not exist, what would happen? Every individual would have to fend for himself. Now, that seems like anarchy, yes, but most people think of it as, you know, chickens running around with their heads cut off. But I got a question for all of you. Before the states became states, like, say, in 1870, let's say Oklahoma and some other states, before they became states, they were Americans, weren't they?
They were landowners, and they were landowners and claim jumpers.
Yeah, but they had their own way of doing things by law without the Constitution. It wasn't until they joined the Union that they became states. So
oh, it was a lot of respect then, though. I'm with you. There was respect then, too, though, because people know if this is not mine, don't mess with it.
That's right.
They meant that.
That's right. And it wasn't as wild, wild west as people thought. Because, you know, it takes a special person to kill somebody. You know, you just can't bring up a gun from your holster and just shoot somebody because you have an argument. That doesn't happen. But people were fighting for their rights. People did it individually. They had territories, and they were Americans, and they had their sheriffs and their town, the county and the town sheriffs. They had law and order, but they didn't have the Constitution, and they came along just fine. We don't need the Constitution. We need to do things in a logical way.
Oh, man. I would love to debate that because there are those who would say that even though they were functioning without the government, a lot of times the rule of one was still in effect because the person with the most power in whatever district or county that you're referring to is the one who made the damn rules, the land barons and people of that nature.
Well, if they owned the land, they had the right to make the rules, but they didn't say, well, okay, I own this 1,000 acres, but you, outside of the 1,000 acres, you have to do what I say. But the government does that. The government says...
Oh, wow. Wow, wow, wow. Man,
they've been saying it.
The clock has ran out on us, but this discussion was getting good.
It's
we're
going to
be talking about this some more next week, because I'm still going to be on this. You know how we do on here. We send joy and love and peace out to everybody. Love yourself. Love those around you. You know, it's a world movement thing. www.worldmovement.com.
And
you know
and
where to go find
say
it,
you
Joy.
Love him two times if you want to.
Enjoy Joy Rashad says, you know where she at. Get at her on Facebook. Spell the last name for him, Joy.
LA SHAWN. And also, I'm doing the play In Laws from Hell. Check me out on my Facebook. And guess which part I play?
Speak on it. And, of course, support the movement. Who is she? What is she to you? By your boy. Available on Kindle, Amazon, www.worldmovement.com.
iPhone,
peace and
iPad,
love, y'all.
Droids, wherever you get it, get it.
Okay.
Holler at us, love.